Second part of the second part. Question 84. Adoration. Article 2. Whether adoration denotes an action of the body. As St. John Damascene says, since we are composed of a twofold nature, intellectual and sensible, we offer God a twofold adoration, namely a spiritual adoration consisting in the internal devotion of the mind, and a bodily adoration, which consists in an exterior humbling of the body. And since in all acts of adoration, that which is without is referred to that which is within as being of greater importance, it follows that exterior adoration is offered on account of interior adoration. In other words, we exhibit signs of humility in our bodies in order to incite our affections to submit to God, since it is connatural to us to proceed from the sensible to the intelligible. First objection. It would seem that adoration does not denote an act of the body. It is written in John 4:23, "The true adorers shall adore the Father in spirit and in truth." Now what is done in spirit has nothing to do with an act of the body. Therefore, adoration does not denote an act of the body. Reply to the first objection. Even bodily adoration is done in spirit, insofar as it proceeds from and is directed to spiritual devotion. Second objection. The word adoration is taken from oratio, or prayer. But prayer consists chiefly in an interior act, according to 1 Corinthians 14:15, "I will pray with the spirit, I will pray also with the understanding." Therefore, adoration denotes chiefly a spiritual act. Reply to the second objection. Just as prayer is primarily in the mind and secondarily expressed in words, so too adoration consists chiefly in an interior reverence of God, but secondarily in certain bodily signs of humility. Thus, when we genuflect, we signify our weakness in comparison with God, and when we prostrate ourselves, we profess that we are nothing of ourselves. Third objection. Acts of the body pertain to sensible knowledge, whereas we approach God not by bodily but by spiritual sense. Therefore, adoration does not denote an act of the body. Reply to the third objection. Though we cannot reach God with the senses, our mind is urged by sensible signs to approach God.